Okay, I want to share with you what I said Shabbos Parshas Bamidbar, which was, this year was Erev Shavuos, the 49th day of the Sfira, the final day of the Sfira. So in Parshas Bamidbar, we have the Parsha where the Rabbeinu Shalom tells Moshe to exchange the Bechorim for the Levim, meaning the original plan was that the Bechorim should be the ones doing the Avod in the Beis HaMikdash. And Rashi explains that since the Bechorim sinned by the Chet HaEgel, therefore the Levim were to replace the Bechorim because the Levim did not sin at the Chet HaEgel. So I'd like to understand the depth of the matter here, why the Bechorim were originally that the Bechorim should be the ones doing the Avodah, and why the Chet HaEgel disqualified them. Another point that I wanted to point out is that if you look through these few psukim, where the Rebbeinu Shlom tells Moshe to replace the Bechorim with the Levim, you'll find the word Li many times. The Pasuk says, V'hoyu Li ha-Levim. The Levim should be to me, Ki Li kol Bechorim, because to me is every firstborn. Higdashti Li kol Bechorim Yisrael. I have sanctified to me every firstborn in Yisrael, to me they shall be, and Hashem. So, you have four times the word Li in just a few Pesukim. So, this tells us that there's something, that this whole Parsha of the Bechorim, the Levim, has something to do with Li. Now, I mentioned in the past that every day of the Sfira has its unique message to prepare us for Kabbalah Satoira. And if that is true by every other day of the Sfira, it definitely is so by the last day, the final day, the 49th day of the Sfira, which must carry with it a very strong message, since it is the final day of the Sfira. The character trait associated with the last day of the Sfira is Malchus Sheva Malchus, which means kingdom within kingdom. So we need to understand what that means. And once again, obviously, Malchus Sheva Malchus is the tachlis, it's the goal. Since that is the last day of the Sfira, then Malchus Sheva Malchus is the goal. What is Malchus Sheva Malchus? Kingdom within kingdom. And how does that prepare us for Kabbalah Satoira? So Chazal tell us, Chai v'adam loymar, b'shvili nivra ha'olam. A person is obligated to say, the world was created for me. Meaning that the nature of people is that we don't really take ourselves seriously. We don't really think that our actions or our speech or our thoughts have any effect whatsoever. So therefore, we don't tend to take ourselves seriously. But Chazal tell us that that is not the case, and that a person needs to realize it's not just something we're supposed to pretend. It's something we need to realize is that b'shvili nivra olam, the world was created for my sake. And the Rebbeinu Shlom gave me tremendous powers. The Rebbeinu Shlom gave malucha. He gave kingdom. He gave kingship to each and every yid. He gave us the ability to control worlds. Not just our world, but all of the oilemas, all of the worlds. When a yid acts properly, when a yid does what's right, when a yid speaks properly, when a yid thinks holy thoughts, a yid has a positive effect on this world and on all of the worlds, and Chas V'Shalom, the opposite, causes the opposite. We have, the Rebbeinu Shlom has bequeathed us with tremendous powers. It's, the Rebbeinu Shlom has given us Malchus. He's given us control of the worlds. And this is called Malchus Shem Malchus. It's kingdom within the kingdom of the Rebbeinu Shalom. The Rebbeinu Shalom has given each and every one of us Malchus. He has given each and every one of us kingdom to control and have and make an impression, that we should have an effect on the entire universe. And that is the ultimate goal. Before we accept the Torah Kedoshah, before we accept Torah and Mitzvahs, every Yid needs to know that this is not just something that we can take lightly. We need to realize that our actions carry a lot of weight. And that we have the ability to control. And that's why the Rebbeinu Shlom told us right before Kabbalah Sotoyrev, Atem Tiuli Mamleches Koyanim, you're going to be a priestly kingdom. Each and every one of us. A kingdom means he gives us control. And we have to value and appreciate that control. And we need to take it seriously. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu was the epitome of Malchus Sheva Malchus. And Moshe Rabbeinu was a role model of someone who took his Malchus seriously. And to emphasize to Bnei Yisrael what it means to control the world, that a Yid has Malchus Sheva Malchus, that we have this godly control that within the Rebbeinu Shlom's Malchus. Moshe Rabbeinu went, and the day that was supposed to be Kabbalah Satoira, the sixth day of Sivan, the day that the entire Bria, the entire creation was awaiting this day because Hashem had made a condition at the time of creation, that if the Yisrael will accept the Torah on the sixth day of Sivan, that's fine. If not, the entire world will go back to null and void. Moshe Rabbeinu knew this all. And yet, in order to demonstrate to Klal Yisrael the power, the control that the Rebbeinu Shlom, the Malchus that the Rebbeinu Shlom has given over to us, Moshe Rabbeinu was hoisif yamecha medata. Moshe Rabbeinu postponed Kabbalah's Torah by a day, because Moshe Rabbeinu was the master of Malchus Shem Malchus. He took himself seriously to every last breath, and that's why Chazal tell us Chamishim Sharei Bina, that there are 50 gates of understanding. Kulon nimsru the Moshe chutz meyachot. They were all given over to Moshe besides one, meaning that Moshe was able to grasp 49 gates. What is that 49th gate? Malchus Shema Malchus. That is the ultimate goal of a Yid, to really comprehend, to realize, and to appreciate Malchus Shema Malchus, the kingdom that we have, that the Rebbeinu Shlom has given us within the Rebbeinu Shlom's kingdom. And this is why I believe that when Klal Yisrael saw, or when they thought, that Moshe Rabbeinu was no longer around, when the Sultan made it appear that Moshe Rabbeinu had died, At that point, Klal Yisrael lost this appreciation for their malchus. And at that point, Bnei Yisrael thought that they no longer realized the power of their actions. They no longer realized the seriousness and the effect that their actions have, and that it actually made a difference if they danced around a golden calf or not. And that is what caused the entire Chet HaEgel. It was simply because Bnei Yisrael no longer took their actions seriously. They didn't believe that their puny actions can actually have a godly effect on the world. And I believe that this concept of Malchus Shabbat Malchus is represented by the Bechorah, is represented by the firstborn, by the birthright. The Bechorah is a title of chashivas, of importance. The first, the Rebbeinu Shlalom wanted people that are Bechorim, that understood their importance. People that understood that they are a priority. People that understood that they're primary. They should be the ones doing the avodah. The people that take themselves seriously, those are the type of people that need to do the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. If one doesn't take themselves seriously, then you simply can't be an oved. You can't be an eved Hashem, because an eved Hashem, by definition, means someone that understands that their actions make a difference. So it had to be the Bechorim, the Reishis, the people that understood that their primary and priority, those have to be the people to do the Avodah. But when the Bechorim failed to realize this, when they saw Moshe Rabbeinu was no longer there, when they saw that the epitome of Malchus Shabbat Malchus was gone, and they therefore lost their appreciation for their own Avodah, they lost the ability to do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. And in their stead, Shevet Levi was appointed, the tribe that didn't worship the eagle, because they understood the effect of their actions. They understood that every act of a Yid is a serious business. And I believe that the word Li represents this concept, the concept of Malchus Shabbat Malchus. The Megal Amukah says that the word Li is comprised of the biggest letter in the Aleph Beis and the smallest letter in the Aleph Beis. The Lamed is the largest letter in the Aleph Beis, and the Yud is the smallest letter in the Aleph Beis. And the Megal Amukah says that this represents the word Li, which is the combination of the largest and the smallest, represents the connection of Klal Yisrael with the Rebbeinu Shlalom. The Rebbeinu Shlalom is the greatest, and Klal Yisrael is the smallest nation. But I'd like to suggest that the Lamed represents the Malchus of the Rebbeinu Shlalom, and the Yud represents our Malchus, the Malchus that the Rebbeinu Shlalom has given us. So Li represents Malchus Shabbat Malchus, our Malchus, the Malchus that was given to each and every Yidala, which is part of the big Malchus of the Rebbeinu Shlalom. And that's why there's an emphasis on when the Rebbeinu Shlalom talks about the Bechorin and the Levim taking over, it's V'hoyu Li HaLevim. The whole purpose is that the Levim should be Li, they should have Malchus Shabbat Malchus. Why? Ki Li Kol Bechor, because the whole reason why I chose the Bechor was because of Li, was because of Malchus Shabbat Malchus. That a Yid should understand their Malchus, the control that I've given them. Higdashti li kol b'chor, li yiyu. It's all about the li. And that's why the Levi is the one that substitutes the Bechorim, because the Levi is Lamed v'Yud. The Lamed and the Yud. That's what Levi is. Lamed v'Yud. Malchus Sheva Malchus. This past Shabbos we had an Ofruf. So I mentioned to the Chosn that when a Chosn Kal are going to build a new home, it's not just building a home, it's building a Mishkan Hashem. The Pasuk says, "Va'asu li migdash," make a migdash li, v'shachanti b'soicham, I will dwell within them. In order for us to truly make a Mishkan for the Rebbeinu Shem, we have to actually believe that we have the ability to create a Mishkan for the Rebbeinu Shem. In order for us to do that, we need to take ourselves seriously. There has to be Malchus Shem Malchus. We need to realize that we have this power, we have this control. And that's why the halacha is that under the chuppah, if there's one word that if it's left out, it's not a kedushin. The chosn says harei at mekudeshes, and he leaves out the word li, the kedushin is not a kedushin. Harei at mekudeshes li, you are holy, you are sanctified li, meaning we together are going to understand this concept of li of malchus shema malchus. And this is how we are going to build our home. We are going to take ourselves seriously and to understand that we have the ability to build a Mishkan Hashem. Kedas Moshe v'Yisrael. This is just like the Torah HaGadosh, which the Torah HaGadosh was given us only when we understood that we're Mamleches Koyanim, that we are kings within the Rebbeinu Shlom's kingdom. That we have Malchus Shem Malchus. The Lord to help him that by understanding, by truly understanding our koiches, truly understanding the Malchus that the Rebbeinu Shlom has given to each and every one of us, we should be zeicher to bring the Shechina, that there should be Hashros Hashechina among Klal Yisrael. We should be zeicher to the Beis Hamikdash Hashlishi, Beviyas Mashiach Tzidkenu, Shehu V'Yameinu Amen.